Happy week four, everyone. Welcome to our second podcast of the quarter. My name is Stephanie Ramos. I am the program assistant for the second year experience program.
My name is Fisayo Oshilaja. I'm a 2XL mentor.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. My name is Brian, and I'm also a 2XL mentor.
Yeah, so today we have two of our amazing mentors joining us for the podcast. So that y'all can get an inside scoop of what we're going to be talking about today and just kind of get an experience of what students already go through and, of course, your mentors go through or any tips that they have. So today's topic is going to be seven habits of highly effective people. So that in the title, it basically says that we're going to be talking about seven things that can make you all a little bit more effective than you already are, right? But we'll start off with introductions, and I guess Fisayo and Brian, could you please just say your name, college year, why you're a mentor this year, and maybe something funny, like what's the latest movie you've watched or Netflix that you've binge-watched? I don't know. Shows are cool.
Yeah. So hi again, my name is Fisayo Oshilaja. I'm from ERC, Eleanor Roosevelt College. I'm a third year. And I wanted to be a mentor, and I still want to be a mentor because I love helping people. I love talking to people. I like complicated conversations, so it's just something I'm very passionate about.
Mm. What about the movie?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched a movie recently, but one show I'm watching right now on Netflix is called Gilmore Girls, and, like, oh. It's so bomb. Like, the outfits are amazing. The show is very calming, so I love it. Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, hi, everyone. My name is, again, I'm Brian. I'm a Muir College student. I'm in my fourth year. And the reason why I wanted to be a mentor, I wanted to be a mentor because I thought it was, like, I want to give back to, I guess, in a sense, like, community that I was part of. So I was part of Oasis Summer Bridge, and, like, my ETCs helped me out a lot. So I just wanted to, like, help out those, like, students again and just try to help students, basically. And also, I'm interested in, like, working with students in the future, so that was another entry for me to just get new experiences.
Mm-hmm. And what about your
movie? What movie have I watched? So the last movie I watched was a horror movie called VHS. So it's super interesting. As for shows, I'm currently watching Broad City. Super fun.
Is it, like, technology or something?
It's
like
a
that?
Show on Hulu. It's basically on two girls or two women who are living in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like crazy adventures that they go through or, like, oh. Crazy oh. things that happens on their daily lives. Highly recommend. It's funny. But, yeah.
Thanks. But yeah. I'm not watching anything on Netflix right now. Well, I mean, I just finished Maniac with really? Emma Stone and Jonah Hill.
Yes.
That was a trip. I was super confused for, like, the first two episodes, but then I got the hang of it.
Yeah, no. I think once you hit episode four, you're like, this is starting, like, to make sense.
Yes, you get it. But highly recommend as well.
I'll watch that.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about seven habits of highly effective people and how me as professional staff and how Fisayo and Brian as mentors and as students here at UCSD kind of use these habits, or if they haven't, how they plan to implement them within their schedule. But this is basically based on a self-improvement book by Stephen Covey, and it's written on a belief that the world is entirely based on our own perceptions. And that kind of makes sense because the way we grow up is, you know, our parents teach us things, our teachers teach us things, and that's the way we see things, and that's the way we implement them in our daily lives. Mm-hmm. But sometimes in order to change a situation, we must change ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. Or in order to change ourselves, we need to change our perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So Covey talks about seven habits that he basically says that you need these things in order to be an effective person, a well-rounded person, a person that kind of gets things done and that is moving forward. So to start off with that, the first habit that he mentions is to be proactive. Mm. I think that kind of makes sense. Being proactive is basically, I guess, what does proactive mean in your own words?
I don't know. I was hoping you would explain it.
Well, for me, being proactive just means that you do the things that you say kind of you're gonna do, or the things you take care of things in a sense. So it's like if you have homework to do, you take care of the homework. If you have, like, if you want to go to the gym or, like, you want to self-care, you go to the, like, you do that. So, like, you're just taking care of things that you want to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think that one of the main things to take away about being proactive is that, like, you're doing things that are for you. Mm-hmm. And that you, if you have a goal, you ultimately achieve that goal by being proactive.
Yeah.
So Covey differentiates how, in order to be proactive, you also need to be reactive. But then, in a sense, kind of like, for example, if someone gets mad at, I don't know, for being at the DMV for waiting too long in line, and someone reactive reacts and they get mad. Mm-hmm. But someone proactive will kind of be like analyzing the situation and say, I control my emotions. I can't mm-hmm. do anything about the line. I'm going to stand in line. I'm already here. I'm going to get to do whatever it is that I need to do. Mm-hmm. So the difference between proactive and reactive. And if y'all want to read more into that, I will definitely add the link onto the podcast and you can see more about it. Mm-hmm. But how do you think you're proactive in your daily lives, whether that be school, academic, socially?
I think for me, being proactive means like being mindful of my goals and mindful of who I want to be like every day. So it's like, obviously sometimes you forget, you slip up, you get angry or you get upset about something or you're disappointed. But just reminding yourself of who you are and what you're destined to be, I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that in itself is being proactive because it like keeps you focused on your goals and mm-hmm. yeah, just everything that you want to achieve.
Exactly.
Right. And definitely agree with that, like being mindful and be able to like take care of your goals. For me, it's like a little bit more on academic and kind of like taking care of myself. So academic wise, when I'm proactive, like I do my homework. If I have like homework due Wednesday, then I try to do it at like maybe like on Thursday, like for the next week, right? The homework next week. So like I do it on Thursday, Friday, and just like try to take care of that, right? But also like I'm being more proactive, like taking care of myself, so like taking that time mm-hmm. to like just to take care of, like basically take self care. Mm-hmm. So like I don't, like if I have 30 minutes or like an hour of like a free time, then I don't think like, oh, I have to do homework at this time. I can be like, oh, I had a rough week this week, I had a midterm, no, I had like a quiz this week, and I really just want to take care of that. So like I spend that time on like just on myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah I think sometimes me as a student and even now, sometimes self-care I procrastinate, right? Like you know, my self-care is watching Netflix because I love mm-hmm. to watch shows me and too. Just kind of relax. Yeah. But then I'll watch another one and then another mm-hmm. one and another one. And then at the end of the night, I'm like, well, I needed that. You know, it's self-care.
Yeah.
But then it's like, was I being proactive? Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like finding that balance between I'm only going to watch one show and that's
it. And that's it. And yeah. that's your self-care.
Yeah.
Don't like, I fully believe in like not letting self-care go too far mm-hmm. because it's like at that point you're just indulging yourself and.
Mm-hmm. Which is okay.
It's okay, but not all the time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. It's not like. If you have a midterm in 2 days, you're not going to spend, like, a whole day or 2 days just, like, yeah. not studying, yeah, right?
Exactly. Yes.
But after that midterm, if you have, like, one day, like, one exactly. night just to take care of yourself, go out, yeah. watch a movie, if you watch Maniac,
yeah.
you
know?
It's just that I feel like that's being proactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so number one thing to be is proactive. The second habit that Covey mentions is to begin with the end in mind. When I first read that, I was like, wait, what? Begin mm-hmm. with the end? Those are two contradicting yeah. things in one sentence. But it basically means to start with a clear destination in mind. So I once actually went to a conference last weekend, and the speaker, the doctor that was presenting, I think it was Dr. McWilliams, was like, if you're at a job at one point in your life, think of it as if like you're going to be there for 10 years. Decorate it, organize it how you want, do the things you need to do to be the best that you can be. And that was like, oh wow, that's true. Mm-hmm. Like right now, even in my office, if I don't have a couch, I can make it however I want to be. Mm-hmm. Bring in pillows or bring a chair or mm-hmm. something for students to sit down in. So, sorry, bringing it back. I kind of related it to me when I thought of that sentence. Mm-hmm. But basically, when you start something, have it with a clear destination in mind. So you should begin with the end in mind.
Yeah.
So, for example, you two are here at UCSD. you're not just here. Mm-hmm. What's your end goal? Like, what do you want to do by the time that you leave after your 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
But what does that mean to you too? Like, beginning with the end in mind, or what are some things that you're working on now?
I think hearing that makes me think about my end goal. Mm-hmm. And I think my end goal has always been to help people. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, like, even when I'm in class and I'm stressed about midterms, or my friends are stressing me out, or school is stressing me out, I just think about that end goal. And, like, I don't know, just having that focus, it just keeps me motivated, and it also keeps me, I don't know, very diligent mm-hmm. with my life and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, since you mentioned, like, I'm here at UCSD, I guess, I was just thinking, like, what I wanted to get at the end of, like, my 4 year. And I guess my end goal is just basically has always been, I always had that, like, end, like, my goal has always been, like, first, like, of course, finish school, but, like, ultimately, just, like, work out of school. Mm-hmm. And mainly that is just because, like, I wanted it, like, I want to help students, like, just like myself, to, like, get mm-hmm. to higher education. That's always, that's been, and I think it has always been my goal, and it's still my goal. So, like, that's my goal. Like, I guess this year is, like, my end goal would be just, like, trying to finish and just, like, see where it goes after that, because yeah. still, even though I have that goal in mind, it still can be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things can change throughout, like, a year.
Mm-hmm. Even then, you mentioned you have two midterms this week. Right. So, like, are you taking the right steps to reach that goal, which is to complete those midterms with a mm-hmm. grade that you're satisfied with, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. So, like, studying, I guess, that's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. Or even you, Fasile, like, you're like, you know, at the end of the day, even though I have all these things stressing me out, I have to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do mm-hmm. to be satisfied with what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes back to something that Kaveh mentioned, that he says, what I'm doing, does it equal what I'm able to say? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm saying these things, but am I doing them?
Yeah.
I'm doing these things, but am I saying these things? You know, it goes back and forth with it.
Mm-hmm. You have to keep yourself accountable.
Yeah.
It's like super important.
Mm-hmm. Taking actions.
Yeah.
Yes. Begin with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. The third habit is to put first things first. What does that mean to y'all?
The first time I heard that, I just thought about my mom and my family, because mm-hmm. I think that's always been the most important thing to me. So putting first things first, I was just thinking, okay, at the end of the day, like, if I had nothing else, you know, what is the most important thing to me, and am I still catering to that, or am I making that a priority in my life? So it's like, I don't know, just keeping that in mind while you go through life is very important, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said that you first thought about your family. Mm-hmm. Do you put them first in your daily life?
And that's the thing, I don't. I put everything else. I put my friends, I put my life, I put everything yeah. else before them. And sometimes I just think about it, and I'm like, wow, you know, my mom, my brother, they're the most important thing to me in this life, and I don't treat them that they mm-hmm. like they are. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, just remembering where you come from and why you do what you do is super important, mm-hmm. I think.
And, I mean, you're busy. You're a student. You work. Yeah. You have your things to do.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure they understand, mm-hmm. but, you know, keeping them at the top of that list mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm.
For me, that's kind of like what I live my life by. First things first. I always mm-hmm. try to see what I need to do first, because, like, I'm a person that gets on his own mind a lot and, like, just mm-hmm. thinks about all this stuff that needs to, like, be taken care of, and just, like, worries about the future and stuff. And so I've realized that for me it's more like, okay, what do I need to do first before I have to do everything else? For example, like, this week I have two midterms, right? I have a midterm Wednesday, which is today. And then one on Friday. So I prioritize, like, which one comes first mm-hmm. and which one comes last. So which one do I need to study the most first, since, like, the closest, and which one do I need to study maybe a little bit more, since I have more time to study for. Mm-hmm. So it's like, for me, it's just putting things, like, what do I need to take care of first? Like, first, what do I need to do first, and then after. Mm-hmm. But I guess it can also go back to, like, what, like family, who do yeah. you put things first? Like, do you put your family, yourself, mm-hmm. like, other people?
It applies to yourself. So many different yeah. situations, yeah.
And I think it combines the second habit with this one, because mm-hmm. you begin with the end in mind, like, your goals and everything, but you have to put first what really is important to you. Like, are you prioritizing what you need to prioritize within your lives? We all have different priorities, different things we need to get done. And the challenge is not to manage time, but to manage ourselves. That's one of the quotes that Stephen Covey says. And it's like, the challenge is not to manage time, but to manage ourselves, you know? Like, we have to manage our time. We have to manage our priorities. And another quote that I think really struck all of us was, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Mm-hmm. And that comes in mind with exams, family, how you both just mentioned, work, going to sleep early, gym, having fun, because that can also be a priority, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Life, it had like comes with a balance. Like, a balance is super important. So whatever you find as super important in that moment is valid, I think.
Definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I agree too. And on the link that I will send you all as well, there is a management matrix, and you can all kind of look into it. And it basically has like four categories, and it's urgent and important. And it has four boxes. I don't really remember how it looks, but it's when I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty useful. Mm-hmm. So if y'all have time to look into it, definitely something to look into. So put first things first. These are tricky titles.
Yeah.
The fourth habit is think win-win. Obviously, everyone wants to win. I think we live in a society where, you know, speaking for myself, people live for winning, whether that be getting a good exam on a good grade on an exam, making it to the top of your class, being the best that you can be. Winning is like, it gives me at least like this sense of like, ooh, yeah, I got this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But what the author mentions with this one is that both people win. So agreements or solutions are mutually beneficial and satisfying for both parties. Mm-hmm. So that means if you and I were competing in a race or something. Well, not in a race, but like, we're competing for something. Let's say we want to make the best cake, and we're on one of those cooking shows, and one of us wins. Let's say you win, but what are you going to do to help me also win? You know, how am I going to get better? How am I going to learn from you? Mm-hmm. And that's basically what he says, that we should take consideration and courage both into account. Like, if you win, kind of also let the other people win in some way.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, and it grounds us too. Mm-hmm. We're at UCSD. It's a very competitive institution, and we're always striving to be the best. But how are we also helping others around us, our friends, our peers, our colleagues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also in terms of the two factors, consideration and courage, I find courage super important, because I think it takes courage to think about others.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds weird, but once we're in such a competitive environment, like, it's very easy for you to think about yourself most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it takes courage and consideration to just say, oh, what about that person? Like, how are they doing? How can I help them succeed?
Kind of taking a step back,
A step back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's something I can definitely agree with. I definitely agree with the idea of, like, UCSD is very competitive. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, at least to me, sometimes it feels like you always have to be studying. You always have to be, like, trying to be the best, or trying to beat everyone, like, at exams or, like, on tests or, like, on whatever, like, you're doing. And I guess in a way is, like, if you do get a good grade, like, let's say your friend doesn't get a good grade, like, helping them out, in a sense, in a way. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were stressed out for anything else, and, like, just help them out, see if they're, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, for me, it's that competitive nature. I guess I'm relating it back to, like, the point before, like, put things first and kind of, like, just taking care of yourself also.
Yeah.
Kind of like other a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. If you see someone studying a lot and then, like, they feel super stressed, are they winning because they want a good grade, or putting their health before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, last before, like, the grade? I don't know. Like, to me, that's, like, what I think, like, helping others, like, making sure, like, others are, like, doing well.
Yeah.
Not definitely. Only academically, but, like, health-wise.
And at the end of the day, I feel like we as human beings are social beings, social creatures. So I know it's very easy to get caught up as just me, myself, and I. But at the end of the day, us as social beings, we help each other. We love to talk to each other, grow together. So I think keeping that in mind is super important. And what Jay-Z always says is that your success is measured by the people around you as well. So it's like, it's not just you, it's who's around you. And if you have no one around you that's as successful, or your friends, you call your friends, they're not doing as successful as you are, or you just have no one, I don't know. It says a lot. So real success is when everyone is winning in some way and growing in some way.
I think it just, it reminded me of Oasis.
Yeah.
In some sense. You know, the community surrounded, or at least within the programs at Oasis, like, we're all there to help each other out. You're all there to help your students out. And who does that? Not a lot of people do that.
Definitely. And it's, like, a good reminder.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're starting to connect all of these habits that Stephen Covey mentions. And the fifth one that kind of ties into win-win is seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Okay.
It's kind of, that's also a mouthful. Like,
something you have to think about.
Seek first to understand, then to be understood. And what he mentions is that we must seek to deeply understand other people's and their perspectives through empathetic listening. So I can live through this world, you know, just thinking I'm right. No one else, no one else's opinions matter. Kind of like how our society is a lot is going on within the government right now that I guess we can say kind of doesn't, you know what I mean? So just being empathetic, being willing to understand others. Everyone has a different story. Everyone has a different upbringing. Everyone is going through something different right now. You know, we're all going through something. And just if you were to talk to me, or if I was to talk to you, I would want, and I would hope that others would want, for that mutual understanding. You know? And then if I understand you, you can understand me.
Exactly. You know,
communicating. And it applies to everything, to mentorship, to how to talk to people. Just with everything that's going on in society, I don't know, personal opinions, but how do y'all think about this? And I think you as mentors, you really implement this within your roles.
Do you want to go?
This kind of resonates me a lot, because I'm the kind of person that likes, wants to understand, like, what other people come from. I don't like to judge others, like, from, like, whatever they believe on. Like, I don't like to judge you without understanding, like, why or what makes you, like, think the way that you do. Because sometimes it's, like, the way that our parents raised you. Like, maybe that's, like, our where our ideals or, like, our beliefs come from, right? Or maybe experiences that we had that build that experience. So I wouldn't, I don't like to judge people based on, like, just a few conversations on their ideas. And I'd rather understand them better. And once I understand them, I want them to understand, like, where I come from as well, you know, where, like, if I have an issue with something they said, maybe. So, like, an example would be, so an example would be, like, I was, I guess, mistaken, like, as a different race than I was, right? And then, like, that's just, like, their ideas. Like, I wouldn't judge them all, or, like, your, like, I don't know, I guess your race is because, like, you think everyone, because I look Latino, I'm, like, Mexican or something like that, right? And no, it was just that they didn't, like, they didn't, I guess, put one-to-one together. Or they didn't feel, because I was speaking in a way, I guess, I don't know, the way that I said something, like, they just thought that I was, like, I was Mexican, and then I, oh, no, like, I'm actually Salvadorian, and it's, like, have them understand, the once they understand, like, oh, okay, sorry about that, you know? So you can judge someone on, like, on a first conversation, or, like, just have them understand you, like, and hopefully they understand where you're coming from. Then again, that's kind of hard sometimes. Like, sometimes people don't really understand.
Even sometimes, like, not having your own perceptions, not necessarily judging them, but having an idea towards something or someone. I've done it, you know, where I hear someone say something and I automatically go to my instinct and I think something, but gotta kind of, like, you know, pull myself back down and, like, really think and analyze the situation.
That can go back to being proactive and reactive, not reacting to the situation.
Oh my gosh.
Making connections.
Stephen Covey.
And, like, I was thinking just with what you're talking about in terms of, like, people seeing you and automatically thinking something. It's like, I've had that experience on numerous occasions here at UCSD and just in the world. Like, I remember I was on a plane and, this little girl, she was, like, 5 years old. She was like, where's your mom? And I was like, my mom is in Nigeria. And she was like, what? Is she safe with, like, all the lions and the tigers and all the animals. Like, is she okay? Is she safe? And I was like, yes, my mom is safe. Like, she has a house. She lives in the city. It's fine, you know? And I remember just thinking, usually whenever someone older says that to me or has made a comment like that, I would low-key get upset. But because it was such a little girl, I was like, ugh, I can't get mad right now. But it just made me think, like, at the end of the day, people are raised the way they were raised, and you can't change that. You can't change what they've seen on TV. You can't change what their parents have told them. Mm-hmm. All you can do is see how you're going to approach that situation. Because if you approach it with a lot of anger and animosity, I feel like that's what you're going to get back. But if you approach it with patience and understanding, there's room for growth. Yes. And, yeah, growth for everyone involved, not just for you, but also for the person, because they're learning. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're becoming more patient. Mm-hmm. And you're beginning to understand why people think the way they think. And I don't know, it just allows for more community at the end of the day. Yeah.
And you're understanding them. Mm-hmm. So that they can understand
you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna put these on my wall or something. And the next one is habit 6, and it ties in with these, with all of them basically, and it's synergize. Mm-hmm. When I didn't know what that word meant, honestly, when I read it. But basically, if you understand each other and you value the differences in everyone's perspectives, synergy allows you to create new alternatives and allow and open new possibilities. Mm-hmm. It allows us to, as a group, be collective and agree to, like, new things. Mm-hmm. So synergy allows you to value differences in other people, sidestep negative energy, exercise courage, catalyze creativity to find a solution. Mm-hmm. And it's just vibing with one another. And I think that's super important.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like we as a society, and even us as communities, or you with your students, you need that synergy to understand each other. You need to understand first, then to be understood. You need that win-win. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
I connected all three. But any comments on, like, synergizing, synergy?
I think when I think of synergy, I think of a new world, because at this point in time, let's talk about in terms of communities and, like, race, for example, it's very easy for us to be in our own bubbles and be in our own communities and, you know, just want to be by ourselves. Like, this is my community, that's your community, and get mad at other communities for doing other things to other communities, right? But I said community a lot. But basically what I'm trying to say is that it's very easy for us to do that, but you have to recognize, like, what is the end goal? You have to ask yourself, what is the end goal? Is the end goal for us to be disconnected all our lives? No. Or is the end goal for us to be together, grow together, help all communities be together and be successful? So synergy is super important, and it starts with understanding. So synergy is, like, the goal at the end of the day.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Thank you for that new world description. No, no, but I completely agree, though. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And now that you mentioned new world, you know, like, this new thing that we can all just kind of collaborate with, the 7th habit is sharpen the saw. And what Kaveh mentions is that we must devote the time to renewing ourselves physically, spiritually, mentally, and socially. And that, like, renewing ourselves, people don't typically, like, change. People, how I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, grow up a certain way with certain morals, traditions, and that's completely okay. But one of the habits that he mentions is that we need to continuously renew ourselves to increase our ability to practice all of these habits. Mm-hmm. We can't implement these habits if we're not willing to change. Mm-hmm. And change for better, obviously. So one of the examples that Kaveh mentions is that if you see people reading books every day, going to the gym every day, you know, they implement a new project management and it's very successful. And we see all these successful people doing things. And yet other people are like, how did you do that? Tell me your tips. What did you do to be who you are? And we want the shortcuts. But we gotta trace it back down to, like, the root. Mm-hmm. Like, are we willing to do the work to read? Are we willing to improve ourselves? And maybe that's what these people did. Maybe they had a shortcut. Maybe they didn't. But, you know, like, we want those things. Mm-hmm. So we have to sharpen the saw. Go back to our roots. Go back to what we can modify.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like sharpening the saw is not just something that happens in one day. It's something mm-hmm. that takes a lot of time and commitment. Yes. And so it's just not something that, okay, I want a better life for myself. I want to be successful. It's also, okay, how I want to be successful, but what am I doing right now that is pointing me in that direction? And what I mean by what am I doing is more like, what are you doing in terms of yourself? Like, how are you improving mm-hmm. yourself mm-hmm. in terms of getting to where you want to be? You can't just keep saying, I want to be successful, and then keep doing the same things. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, totally agree. It's like something that you gotta work on. You, like,
yeah.
Just like if you wanna get, if you wanna, like, you wanna lose weight, then you gotta, like, change your diet. Yeah. And you gotta be active on that. You gotta be able to change that. And I agree with something like that you mentioned, that it's like you have to do it every day. And mm-hmm. there's like a quote that it's like, I love that quote. It's from a show called BoJack, the Horseman, and mm-hmm. it says like, things can be hard. Like, things are challenging. They're hard, but if you do it every day, then they become easier. So it's just something that if you do it, if you want something, if you want, like, your goal, or you want to complete it, you want to get your goal, then you have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. Like, if your goal is to get an A in a midterm, then maybe you want to study, not just, like, on the weekend. You have to study every day, little by little, mm-hmm. Get that material done. If you want to go to the gym, then maybe try to go to the gym every day and try to get mm-hmm. that into becoming a habit. I think it's, like, the thing is, like, it's not just to, like, make an abrupt change and just, like, trying to start doing it, but, like, little by little making it a life habit. Yes, mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, that's it. Like, I think that's the best way to make a change is mm-hmm. to not to just to make a change because you think, I gotta make this change, but just gotta make it a habit, making it a life habit.
Making it, like, your life.
Yeah.
And setting that mindset and then doing it, which is, what did he say? Being proactive and begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So all of these things just kind of go hand in hand. And obviously it's not easy to do. Mm. So it's easier for some folks compared to others, but finding that community that can support you, having the mentors that can help you, finding the professional staff that can help you, or family, whatever it is that support looks for you. So those are the 7 habits mm-hmm. that Stephen Covey mentioned. Just to recap, the first one is to be proactive. The second one is begin with the end in mind. Put first things first. Think win-win. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Synergize and sharpen the saw. What's one that you want to work on?
I want to work on sharpening the saw, mm-hmm. mostly because I think mentality, like, my mentality is super important in how I approach my life. And mm-hmm. I want to be able to grow and evolve as a person so that, like, the things around me can change as well. So sharpening the saw, super important to me. Yeah.
Yes. What about you, Brian?
I guess for me, definitely begin with the end in mind. Because, mm-hmm. again, I think too much of, like, of the future. And I just focus too much on, like, way ahead goals. Mm-hmm. But I don't focus so much on the goals that I need to take care of, like, the goals that are more closer to achieve rather than the goals that will take, like, a longer period of time mm-hmm. to be achieved.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I would work on all of them, but I think the first one is put first things first. Mm-hmm. I tend to get lost in whatever it is that I need to do every day, and I kind of forget about the other super important things mm-hmm. that I need to do. But if you're interested in learning more about this, I will post the link, and the book is called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. And mottos to live by, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. We'll probably post them on our wall or something. Mm-hmm. But do you have anything else to add on, I guess, to this podcast for 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
No. I think we've said everything, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, of course. Anything else?
No, I think everything that's meant to be said was said. Mm-hmm. I guess one thing I would say is, like, I don't think this habits can be a lot, but you don't have to work on all of them at the same time. Maybe little by little, take what you want to work on first mm-hmm. and then continue from then.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind that, like, all these changes won't happen like randomly at once. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take work, and it's gonna take getting used to, like, for example, understanding others. It's gonna take used to like getting out of that bubble. Is like what I'm saying, like you say, what I'm saying, it's right, mm-hmm. and more like, okay, let me understand you, mm-hmm. and things just like just take a little bit, a little at a time. You know, not take everything at once.
Thank you for that. And again, if you need support in any way, second year experience is here to support you all. Mentors are here. We're here. Mm-hmm. You know, support within each other is always, I think, one of the strongest virtues. But that concludes our 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. A couple of reminders or points to point out. If y'all need any place to study, Oasis Study Madness has begun, and Oasis is open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. So you can go in, sign in, and grab a room and just chill or study with a group or with friends. The Second Year Experience newsletter should be coming out every Monday, if not Tuesday, depending on a holiday. So make sure to check it out. Really important announcements, links to sign up for stuff. And workshops. We have the LATS workshop series that's going on. That's on the newsletter. So check for the dates. And we will have a time management workshop next Thursday, November 1st, at Oasis Center Hall 339 from 1 to 2. So if any of you are having problems with time management, mentors, students, anyone that you know, invite them to the time management workshop. And 2 Connect drop-in hours are available for all of you to connect students. So come and meet one of our mentors or just connect with us. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Any reminders?
Nothing else. No. Have a beautiful day. Don't forget to enjoy the sun.
Yeah, while it's still here, right? Yeah. It's starting to get cold now. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in. The next podcast will come out week 7. And stay tuned for when it's released. So have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye. Bye.